and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Mateo is our guest tonight. Lisa was on the show a year ago on Valentine's Day. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I made fun of her. We got into many arguments. She was she was 3 for 14, 15, something like that on her.
Did you get the letters, the angry letters from the people?
The angry letters?
Yeah, that I faxed to you.
Oh. You know, were there? Were there angry letters?
A lot, yeah.
But you know what?
Adam doesn't read letters.
I haven't seen a letter since I've been on the show for almost 7 years now. It's interesting that you bring that up because I always thought that when you hosted a national radio show, if you said something stupid, you'd be getting all kinds of letters, faxes, and emails and
you
things
might be.
Like that.
They may just be shielding you from them. No, because imagine what happened if some of those got in your hands.
Well,
kiss my ass, you'll be pussies, be on and on and on.
Well, you may be right,
yes.
But Drew, do we ever see anything on this show?
No.
Be fair, we don't see any complimentary stuff either. Right. We just don't see anything. Yeah, so what happened?
Well,
I got at least, and I faxed about 15 of them. I was going to bring them tonight, but I decided not to.
Oh, you should have.
I faxed them to you. Letters just, they were angry at you, saying that you treated me unfairly, that they heard me say that a man's wife was cheating on him before he said it, and you said, no, I didn't say that, I said he was gay or something.
Well, listen, to be fair to me, had you been right 35% of the time, I would have eased up, but you're having a bad night, that's all.
I'm not going to go there tonight, that's what I decided.
That's right, and what about the terrorist attacks? Why weren't you guys on top of this one?
It's not about being, it's about if I right now had to take in everything that's happening in the world. Every murder, every rape, everybody doing something that they're not supposed to, you know, I would be going nuts. So obviously I'm not tuning in. It's all about tuning in.
Well, why don't some of the psychic folks tune in on the big stuff?
Oh, they can tune in. I mean, I did a reading for a woman whose husband died on flight 11. I didn't know that when she came in for a reading.
Right.
Brought through enormous amounts of information about her baby that is not born yet that she thought was a girl. He says it's a boy. She just found out it's going to be a boy.
How does he know it's a boy, though?
This is what he said. I mean, and I have it all on tape, so there's no changing anything. It's about healing people. It's not about proving you're right or wrong.
I'm just saying a little heads up. I mean, instead of talking to people after they're dead, you give us the heads up.
Yeah.
Unless people die. That's
absolutely
all I'm saying.
And it's about if, no matter how renowned you are as a psychic, if I would have told everybody not to go there, I mean, I wasn't in the country at the time, but if I had picked that up and would have told people not to go to work, do you think that the planes wouldn't have flown or the people wouldn't go to work?
No, but then we'd believe you next time you had some kind of airplane.
Well,
if it's not about that, then you shouldn't be upset when I don't believe you.
But it's about what about you doesn't believe what is right there. I sent you a videotape. I have all my radio shows.
Where is that videotape?
Ask.
Where is everything? You should have brought that stuff in. All right. Well, anyway. Ann, where's Ann? She's with the videotape. No, where is Ann? I'd like to know. Where we could really get some use out of the psychic. All right. Well, the book is out. And this is your book. It's called Conversations with the Spirit World. And why don't you tell us about that?
That occurred when a friend of mine killed himself. And what happened after that is I started to receive information from 17 people that I didn't realize were dead until afterwards, where I contacted the parents and found out where they lived, and details about them ended up being true.
How did you find the parents?
I got the first version's 360 pages, and I got addresses, and I got names, and I got how it happened. I didn't find out everything about 17. I found out about 11. The rest of them I didn't confirm or not, but the information that they gave was really profound. And that book has helped so many people not kill themselves because they realize that your mission doesn't end just because you leave your body.
So you kill yourself, and then you're still miserable. You're just without.
It's not about being miserable. Misery's a choice. I mean, you know, anybody who says they've been depressed for 5 years, they're not depressed for 5 years straight. They have other emotions. They just don't acknowledge them as much as they acknowledge the depression.
Well, that's depression.
Right, but it's not about the truth. is that people look for suicide as a way of getting out of pain.
Right.
As if, and I always ask people, have you ever killed yourself before?
Right.
And they say, of course not. Well, how do you know what it's like? They look at it as if they know it's going to be better, but they've never been there before, so they have no idea.
So you find that people you've spoken to, now they always talk about, you can't, well, I don't know, are you a religious person?
No.
Oh, that's good. At least we got that going for us. You don't believe in that nonsense, do you?
No, I think it's a way to get... I mean, yeah. I'm more into spirituality, but I believe you can... If you want to talk to a tree, you know, and that makes you feel good, do that. But don't try to preach to me to talk to a tree.
All right, but what you're saying is and we have a lot of young people who may be considering killing themselves, especially if we keep talking. If you kill yourself because you're depressed, you're unhappy, then your spirit will go on, and it won't necessarily be any happier. You may just be depressed for the rest of eternity.
No, it's not about being depressed. It's about if living in a body, they're not looking. In order to kill yourself, at that moment, you have to negate everything that's good in your life, which means I've had, you know, parents that kill themselves who they can't think about their kids. They can't think about tomorrow. They can't think about feeling happy. So the moment they die, it's like the veil is lifted and they see who they left behind.
Right.
And that's painful, but they also have to deal with that. And just like they continue to grow, so do we. They're not... you know, eternally damned from misery. I mean, people ask me if there's a hell. I've met people in Hawaii who are in more hell than any kind of hell you can go to when you die.
Well, those are the people who got to work in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's right.
Over there. Like when we're at the Four Seasons doing the buffet. It's usually the Mexican guys working the Belgian waffle maker. That's hell in paradise. I'm up there on my fifth tour. I've had too many Bloody Marys, and I'm screaming about him being out of chutney.
Yelling about your mom.
Well, listen, should people kill themselves or not then? I don't understand.
No, it's not, absolutely not.
Out.
You're here.
They should? They shouldn't.
They're here for a reason. And the bottom line is that I've done sessions with people that there's a gun on their table. I mean, they're ready to kill themselves. They have the note. And I will never tell somebody, everybody says don't do it. Now, if you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. People telling you not to doesn't give you a reason to live.
Well, what
I do is I help people find a reason to live.
Is everyone here for a reason?
Absolutely. You're not a mistake.
Well, what about... My mom says I was, but what
she
about...
She didn't.
Well, could your reason be as simple as, let's say, worshiping me?
What?
Like helping me with my reason to be here? Being worshipped,
so that's
for
my
instance?
Reason to be here?
Well, not you per se,
know,
but let's say other folks.
No, your reason to be here is separate from... You can do work and contribute, but you're not here for someone else.
I see. All right. So everyone's got, and if you kill yourself, your spirit can be unhappy for quite a while.
Yeah, it's not a way out.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Heather?
Yes.
You're 17?
I sure am, and I am in Hawaii, and it is not hell over here.
That's good.
Wow.
And I'm not working in a kitchen either.
Well, you see, then you would be.
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. I was just wondering how effective the pull-out method was.
Really not.
Really not?
Really not.
How high is the sperm content in the pre-ejaculatory fluid?
It's different in different people, but in some men it's quite concentrated.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough, too, because when the notion, I better pull out, hits a guy sort of physiologically, it means the wheels are turning down there already. I mean, I think... Drew, wouldn't you say that the pull-out technique would be much more effective if you pulled out at the halfway point?
Yeah, before orgasm became an issue.
Hey,
right.
Adam?
Yeah.
I also wanted to say that I love you, and I was wondering if I could be your Valentine or if you could be mine.
Yeah, all right, we'll do that.
All right, and another thing is everybody thinks I'm crazy, but I'm, like, obsessed with the man show.
Oh, baby.
I love the way she offers that comment. Adam, I love you. We be my Valentine. Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I'll be your Valentine.
I jump on the trampoline, too, and I had my little sister take a picture of me jumping on the trampoline.
Thanks, baby.
You are 17.
Yeah, you will know me in Hollywood, Adam. I want you to know that. Because I'm rising in the radio industry as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is that via your appearances on this show, or do you have another gig?
No.
Okay.
No, you'll just remember, and I'll say hi to you.
Listen, you're talking to the guy.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
I'm a funny lady.
I was going to tell you, I don't know a lot about Hollywood. You're talking about the guy who almost got in a fist fight with a guy who runs the biggest talent agency out here at Dodger Stadium, because I thought the guy was a coach on a farm team.
In terms of you remembering when someone says hi to you, I say hi to you, like, huh? What?
Yeah, I don't know any celebrities.
Celebrity.
But hey, keep going there. Is that Heather?
Heather.
Yeah, and Lisa, what we should try to do is get some calls for Lisa tonight because she's a psychic and it's Valentine's and maybe you have some questions. A lot of people want to know where their relationship's heading.
That's the number one question.
You could help out on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, when I do psychic work, it's not, if they say, am I ever going to find love? Am I ever going to meet the one? They play a role in that. This is not a passive thing.
Right. So you can't just sit back and if Lisa says you're going to find love, you can't just bolt the doors and put a syringe in your arm and just lie on the sofa until Prince Charming shows up. All right. Let's talk to
Josie.
Yeah, Josie. See, now I'm so trained. I want to say Jose.
Hello.
Josie.
Hi. Good evening.
Goddamn Los Angeles.
Happy Valentine's to you all.
You nice too. Man. What's up?
Thank you. My question was directed more to the doctor because I know he's a parent, but I'm glad there's a woman on the show tonight because I thought maybe she could give an opinion too. I'm divorced and I have two children. And when I was separated, my husband basically just abandoned me completely, and the children, he split.
Wait a second. When you were separated?
When we very first separated, he just said...
He took off.
Yeah, he completely took off with his girlfriend. And about 6 months after that, he contacted me and asked me if he could see the children because he was going to move out of the state. And I said no, because he wasn't in their life. You know what I mean? I thought it would be traumatic.
Are you divorced now?
Yes.
And does he have visitation rights?
No.
Okay. Well, you said no because you're pissed.
Yeah, no. I'm leading up to that. The reason why I said no for him to see the children one last time is because they're small, and I thought it would be traumatic them seeing their dad one more time and not knowing if he would ever be back, and I didn't know if he'd be back.
Right.
And
how long after that?
Then he came.
Well, when did he split? How long after he split was this?
This is
6 months, you said.
6 months after I had not spoken to him. 6 months.
He wanted to see his. All right. How old were the kids?
The kids are 2 and 3.
All right.
And I said no the first time. Anyway, so he's back in the area now, and he's basically just harassing me. And he's trying to get full custody. But here's
and it currently has no visitation rights.
No. But here's the situation. He's in a place now where he's living with about 3 or 4 drug addicts. Mm-hmm. And his girlfriend is pregnant and also on drugs and has had her children, not his children, but her children before, taken away in CPS's custody for abuse. And my children now are well adjusted. I'm currently on the road to being remarried and they're perfectly
another
happy.
Another drug addict.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, who's this guy?
No,
Drew
not.
Doesn't trust the,
he's
the
not
new
at all.
Guy.
I'm sorry?
The new man.
The new man?
We worry about him.
He's somebody that I've known for years now, and he's really great with the kids, and the kids seem to love him, and he's going to be their stepfather, and he's basically just stepped up to the plate and done everything that a dad is supposed to do without any question.
All right, hold on a second. Here's what I'm worried about. Nice guy, friend guy's been waiting.
Mm-hmm. Quietly by.
Waiting by to make his move.
Mm-hmm.
She now, he serves a purpose. He's in there. She's changed her life around. I hope she doesn't start freaking on him about 2 years.
I don't think she will. No.
She got it together?
Yeah.
She got that. She's only 22.
She'll, yeah.
Josie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, see.
This guy's a nice guy, this new guy. You know that, right?
Right.
And that means you may not be attracted to him a year from now.
You know what
I'm saying?
No. The ex-husband was cheating, was an alcoholic.
Yeah, I understand, but
you
go for that kind of guy because your dad or mom was an alcoholic or addict, right?
No, not at all.
Where did you come up, where did you learn to be a caretaker like that?
I have no idea. I got married when I was 17.
What was the hurry to get out of your house?
Basically.
Why?
Yes,
Why?
Because I believe my mom was a little abusive.
Well, she wasn't drinking?
She was verbally abusive and a little bit mean.
And she wasn't using alcohol when she...
No.
You're lightening that, her being a little bit mean.
Well, I mean, she wasn't physically abusive, but she... Okay, like when I was a little girl and stuff, she thought I was a little bit overweight, so she would put, like, locks on the cabinets in the fridge and stuff, and I wasn't allowed to eat for, like, a week or two at a time.
That's physically abusive.
You think so?
Absolutely. Well, she's restraining you from getting nourishment. That's physically harming you.
Yeah, you, your mom is a bigger piece of work than you're letting us on.
We
got a psychic here tonight.
She was.
And Drew and I, who are just sort of psychic based on knowing the repetitive nature of human nature.
Well, the thing with the marriages is I got in there and I know it was wrong and really immature of me, but like you said, I was the caretaker and I took care of him when he was drunk and doing his drugs and stuff, and I took care of the children. And
all right, well, listen, we're glad you're back on the road to health and success. I'm just saying, keep your eyes open with this new guy.
Well, the whole purpose for the call was I was wondering, am I doing any? Do you feel that I'm doing any sort of harm as a parent, not allowing this man to be a part of his children's life, or
no?
Do you think they're well adjusted now and they have a father figure?
I think let the new stepdad do his job.
Yeah.
Period.
Absolutely, and report threats that come from your ex, because there's, you know, they have to be reported. He's going to stick around and definitely do threats, so you need to report that and not play the nice woman.
Once you give up the first litter of kids up to Child Protective Services and your young, fertile gal, can't we put a dart in you or something, make sure this doesn't happen again? Is not profoundly disturbing to everybody that somebody has a kid, maybe two kids or three kids. You're strung out on God knows what. The kids go into Child Protective Services, and then a year and a half, 2 years later, you got another kid coming.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't smack of something just sort of horribly wrong to people.
Absolutely.
And are we that worried about people's rights that we can't shove a little manure plant in some of these bitches and get this problem solved?
Whose rights are you talking about? You're talking about the rights of the parent, the rights of the kids to say,
kids?
You know what? I didn't come here for this trip, you know.
Well, it's not only that, but what about societal rights?
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy says, well, I got the right to walk around with my pants around my ankles in the subway station. It's like, no, you don't, because we see you.
Right.
Meaning we're affected by you. Yes, that is your right at home. It's not your right because we're affected by this. And when you crank out a bunch of kids you can't take care of.
Mm-hmm. We're affected by it.
Absolutely. All right. Now you're scoring some points there.
Well, now I'm curious.
Well, that's a strong belief I have about what you
said. Now, what do you do when you were talking to Josie? Do you tune into something? Or
that's why I started taking notes, because I didn't want to interrupt you. But immediately I'll start seeing things with the ex with drugs. I'll just see someone smoking weed or someone taking a lot of pills. Definitely see, I wrote down gun, but then I crossed it out. Definitely see a lot of threats with this guy. I mean, like threats and getting in the way. And she tries to tippy toe and so worried about doing the wrong thing. And it's a lot of protective. That's why I brought up with the mother. Verbally abusive. No, there was a lot of stuff. I mean, locked in the closet. There's a lot of stuff that her mother did that she wasn't willing to say. And until she owns up to it and just sees, like, look, this is how bad it was, until you can see that, you can't make the change. So she does a lot of protecting.
Well, let's take another one for Lisa over here.
But it couldn't just be, aren't you just an intuitive person and tuning into something?
Well, it depends. Like, of course. I mean, yeah.
Why does it have to go to?
Because I could say this stuff before she says a word.
True, don't bust the chops of our
No,
guests.
I'm curious.
When she got on the phone and she just started speaking, I could say to her the situation that was going on. She can ask a question, but she doesn't have to go into the whole story. And I can tell her what I see.
But why do you have to go into this business about people on the other side and all that stuff? Why can't you just say that there's something intuitive you tune into?
Well, it's not intuitive when I say somebody's name or when I tell these parents that how their child was murdered. And, I mean, I don't know if you read, but I had a reading with Chandra Levy's mom, and I picked her bedroom, and I was doing a bunch of stuff in her
house.
Where
is Chandra Levy?
I'm not going to go into that here. But anyway, so I...
She's not alive.
No, she's not. Absolutely not.
Well, where'd you go into it?
What?
Where do you go into it if you're not going into it here? You got another radio show?
No, it's not about... Well, what do you want to know?
Fox News only.
Well,
No.
Was she murdered?
Yes, she was murdered.
Was Gary Condit, did he have anything to do with
it? Yes, he had something to do with it. He didn't do it, though.
His brother.
Listen to Drew.
No, I gave an address of a place that actually checked out.
Then why don't we go get her? Where is she?
I gave the police. I gave Chandra Levy's parents... The lawyers, the information. I was at her house, and I gave everything that I got. I mean,
her
that's
body,
all I can do.
Her body somewhere? Is it the...
I gave an address of some... I gave what this guy at the address does for a living, where he works, how many Social Security numbers he has,
and
it all checked out.
Where's the body?
I gave the address. You want the address? You want to go?
Well, is it in D.C.?
Because
If it's on the way home, I'll swing by.
No, it's Potomac, Maryland.
Oh, is it in the river?
It's like a marsh. It's like
swamp?
Underneath, like
yeah.
That kind of.
All right. Well,
I have a picture of it.
Go follow that up.
Yeah, I went to the cops. I spoke to them for 2 hours.
Why don't you go get it?
Because you can't go down there. It says sewage, do not go in. Big signs.
Yeah.
I was there for like 24 hours, and I told them everything. And then there's a point where you're like, these people are not people you want to really mess with. I gave, you know, I mean, I'm giving the information.
Well, do you think the cops just think you're a nut job, or do you think they're
protecting
somebody?
I think the cops are protecting a lot.
Somebody.
You don't go look in the same place for like, you know, 14 days. You know, in the rock, in the park behind there, the
right.
Same exact location. It's like looking for your glasses in the same drawer. Look, they're not going to appear.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of protection going on. There's a lot of things that are really dirty.
Do you think they're protecting Condit?
It's not necessarily Condit. It's not they. It's not the entire police force. But there are people in there. And even one of the detectives said that to me, you know.
Wow.
And
yeah,
there was like six people there, so.
Well, I think he's running for real. He's got my vote. Because I can separate a man's work from his personal life. That's me.
We lived with that for a year, didn't we?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's right. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 34?
Yep.
What's up?
I got a question for Lisa, since she's psychic. Okay, I don't know if it's Lust or my wife. If she's, I know she's seen other people. I don't know if it's because they buy her nice things or if they buy her, like, she's a heroin addict. I need you to help me figure it out.
Okay. One of the things, and again, I'll differentiate between when I'm doing psychic work and I'm doing work that's just completely logical. The question for you can figure out all you want, who she's seeing and why she's seeing them. And my concern is, why are you with somebody that's a heroin addict?
Okay. I didn't even know until like a month ago.
Okay. But why are you with somebody that's a heroin addict?
Well, I guess I love her too much to...
See, one of the things...
You have a point there. You do have a point there.
Well, it's about loving yourself enough to be able to understand that you can, the best love you can give to someone is not stand for the low level of living that they're doing. That's the way you love somebody, where you don't sit and put up with it and basically say that that's okay.
That's kind of love I have for the callers on this show.
But Mike, she's going to die if you don't do something.
Absolutely.
That is heroin addiction. And whatever she's doing with whatever people, if they give her drugs, she'll do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
That makes me feel bad that you come up with that kind of logic, because I never thought of it that way.
Well, that's heroin. That's what heroin addicts do. That's all heroin addicts.
Okay.
You gotta help her get some treatment. And if she can't get treatment, then you gotta go to Al-Anon or Narcanon and get some treatment so you can deal with this in a way that actually does, in fact, help her.
Hey,
the status quo is no good.
Mike?
So she won't change anything, right?
No way.
Dump her.
I'm not saying dump her. I'm saying you can certainly leave and let her know why, that you can't stand to see her in her disease like this. But if you really want to help her, you should go to Al-Anon or Narcanon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
Yeah. Where did you move to Vegas from somewhere?
From Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. And what are you doing over there?
Well, I'm working in a casino.
Oh, okay. Hey, don't, hold on. Don't have any kids, right?
No.
Right?
Nope, no kids.
All right. As a matter of fact, you like owe a kid. Like, if you have a kid, you got to give it away. So if you have two kids, then you can have one kid. I like them like being the whole a kid.
You have to give away two to keep one.
Right. Well, yeah. What are you asking, Mike?
Is your program right now? Is it taped in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're in Los Angeles right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's where she's going to. You know.
Well, if she's on the way home, I'll find her.
Yeah.
Find her and Sean Relieve's body. Oh, Mike, sound like a mess. I was just talking to someone about Vegas today and what abode of the damned this city has turned into.
Vegas?
Yeah, it becomes like the last resort for all the crazed people whose lives did not work out. Everyone ends up in Vegas. It's, the born again nut jobs? They got eight kids who won't talk to them, and nine of them are lesbians, you know. And eventually they become born again because it's like, oh, Christ. It's like shaking the Etch-a-Sketch. I'm 43 and nothing has worked. I'm gonna
clean
fall
slate.
In love with Jesus Christ. Mm. Vegas is this sort of geographical equivalent to being a born again. So whatever business I was trying to make work in Iowa wasn't working. My life has not worked. I'm moving to Vegas. That's what it is. If you could be born again and move to Vegas, that would be the grand slam of BS life-changing events. Then you go there and it's 170 degrees and there's nothing to do.
And that's why this is a job for him. He stays concerned with his wife. He's worrying where she is.
Right.
It becomes a full-time occupation, right?
Yeah. And then, you know what they always do? Once they get to Vegas, they start brainwashing themselves. Oh, this is great. This is great. What do you mean? Shrimp cocktail for days. This is great. No taxes. This is great. This is great. Goddamn cab drivers over there. All right. Tell me how much L.A. sucks every time I'm there. We'll take a little break. Lisa Mateo is our guest tonight. She is a world-renowned psychic.
Can I tell my website?
No. We'll answer some of your calls.
Get back.
Okay.
We'll answer some of your calls. We'll give some plugs. Give the website out.
No.
And we'll do that tonight.
Yes.
Everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Drew. Happy Valentine's Day. Lisa Mateo is here. Lisa's a psychic. Lisa has herself a book and a couple of things I want to give a plug to for Lisa. Let's see. First off, Thursday, February 21st. That is, what? Is that a week from today?
Mm-hmm.
That's at 7:30. She's going to be at the... Barnes and Noble, yes, on San Fernando Boulevard in lovely, lovely Burbank, California. Do not speed, jaywalk, or do anything if you're in that city. You will get ticketed. That is the Barnes and Noble on 7:30 on Thursday, next Thursday, the 21st, and she'll be signing the book. And what's the book called?
I'll be doing readings. It's Conversations with the Spirit World.
Where the hell did my book go? Oh, Drew.
I'll be doing readings. It's an hour and a half. I'll speak and do readings for people in the audience.
So that'll be from 7:30 to 9 o'clock.
We're going to get Lisa to do a reading on us.
Yeah. Well, I actually do.
No?
I do
have
a question.
She looked at you and went, oh, my God. Oh,
I'll do one for you off the air.
I do have a question for Lisa. You know what? I don't, you know, whereas most people are attracted to the readings,
yeah.
I don't like the readings.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with belief or disbelief. It's just, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what's around the corner for me. It spoils it. It's like, life's like a movie. I don't want someone to tell me the ending.
But that's a good thing. Some people want so much certainty. They want to know every single thing, and there's no way to know every single thing. That's not the purpose of life.
I'm sure it'll work out. If it doesn't, I'd like to be surprised.
Right.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know that far in advance. But you know what I would like to know? And I was thinking of this. I went to the dentist today, Drew.
Will they have nitrous? Is that what you want to ask?
No, it's always an issue with the nitrous over there. They make fun of me like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
It's all women who work in dentists.
Well, after you freaked out on them one time, what do you expect?
No, I told him, give me the nitrous. If you're going to do the root canal, let's get the nitrous going.
You freaked out.
I did not freak out. Here's what happened. And listen.
I gave you too much.
Lisa, you're a sane person. Well, yeah, I had a bad trip. Yeah, but that was only my head. But I asked for the nitrous when I was at the dentist years ago, and now it's a big deal. I go in there to get a teeth cleaning, and they're like, do you need the nitrous? And I go, no, I'm fine. You sure? We could get the nitrous. I go, no, you're just cleaning my teeth, right? Yeah, yeah, but we could have it if you need it. It becomes weird, like I'm a retarded kid now. And then I'll run into some other lady from the dentist, and she's like, we don't have the, did you get Adam the nitrous? He may need the nitrous. Now I feel like the world's biggest pussy over there.
Yeah.
But I had the dentist take a look at my ankle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because what the hell? He's there. He's some form of doctor.
He knows all about legs.
He looked at my ankle. He said, oh, your ankle's broken. He said, I did the same thing, and it's fractured. Your ankle's fractured. So Drew said my ankle was broken, possibly. Dr. Bruce said it wasn't broken. Now the dentist says it's broken, and it's not getting much better. So I'm going to get it x-rayed tomorrow.
You may set it up?
No, I got it handled. I want to know from Lisa whether it's broken or not.
I don't get that it's broken. I get they're going to find, I don't know what it's called, but
like a chip?
Like a line or whatever.
Yes, through the malleolus. That's what's going to happen.
That's good.
Right here, I'll draw it.
A hairline something? Is
like
that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
It's going to be right there.
On the ankle bone?
Just on the tip, there's going to be a little bit of...
Little chip?
See the line?
Does that mean there's a piece of bone floating around in there?
Yeah, but it's not going to be big enough they're going to do anything.
No, they never do anything.
Yeah.
They never do anything. I had something on... This is the reason I haven't been to the doctor, because I had something on my ankle. However bad my ankle looks, 2 to 3 times as bad as it looks right now. Sat 6 hours in line at County USC. They took an x-ray. Not broken.
Mm.
So This to me is 1/10 of what it was. So if that wasn't broken, then it can't be broken now. But now people are saying it's broken. So
just the location of it to me looks like it's just that where that happened.
So you're gonna say you're saying a little chip or a little fracture?
Yeah, but it feels I just keep seeing like I don't know the medical term, but it does. It's like a hairline. There's
a hairline. Not a compound fracture.
No.
Right.
Bone's not coming out of the skin.
No.
Very bold prediction, by the way.
And you felt when you got, you felt when you got it. This has been more than what you just said about ongoing, but this is, you know, needs serious, you keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, but it's been a while. No, when I did it, I thought I was fine. But, you know, I'm overly confident about myself that way. I thought I had no problems.
It's denial.
Yeah. All right. I think it's okay. Want to look, Drew?
No,
I think it's coming around.
Get the x-ray.
Yeah?
Good times.
Get the x-ray tomorrow? Okay. I'm not going to get cancer of the ankle or anything?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Angelica?
Yes?
You're
20.
What's up?
Well, I have a question for the psychic. I just want to know exactly, like, where in my career am I going to be, like, maybe in 2 years?
Okay.
You'll be making less.
Yeah.
Okay.
When it comes to this, and this is what I always say to
below
people.
Below minimum wage.
You have a say in this, okay? So it's not like anything I'm going to tell you, you're going to sit back and that's going to change within your career, okay?
Yeah.
But it feels like just, and recently means in the last 3 weeks, it feels like that whether you've, okay, stop going, it was like going to school and then doing the work, you split your decision here. Because it feels like that you were going in one direction, you just recently switched your entire direction here. That's what I'm saying. You just switched your entire direction from what you were doing 3 months ago, 3 weeks ago. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because I'm going to be graduating pretty soon in March already.
But what's with you switching your direction?
Well, I'm not sure why, because I'm going studying for a fashion designer, but now I want to be more like in the business.
Okay, so you switch. Okay, because I was seeing you going in one direction. All of a sudden, I saw, and just to tell you what I saw, it was like another route. It was like she's going down another road here.
Mm-hmm.
I see that you're actually going to do both, okay? The one you originally started to do, the fashion designer, is what you will end up doing.
Okay.
You'll need to know business and all that stuff, and that's actually an important part of it, but you will end up doing what you originally started.
And how am I going to be doing it?
How do you want to do when you're doing
hold
that?
Hold on, I got a flag. A maternity garb for female inmates. That's what I got. Maternity smocks for inmates. I just saw it's very clear.
Yeah, you must be looking at a different book than I am.
No, that's what she'll be designing.
I just want to say something real quick to her. What's really important is you decide beforehand how you're going to do, and then you do that, and you take the steps in order to do that. That's not psychic. That's a strategy.
Hold on. Let me talk to Lisa for a second. Look, we're obviously dealing with a fragile mind here. Why don't you blow a little smoke up her ass and get her moving the right direction? I mean, ultimately, that's where your function comes in life.
What are you talking about?
You tell her she's going to be successful, she's going to be this, she's going to be that, and you motivate her.
Right.
And then it becomes
isn't
a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right, but isn't it great to decide? I know if I say to her, would you like to be successful? Yeah, it's great. So you decide to be successful, then you take the steps a successful person would take.
Right.
That's
okay.
It.
All right.
So then it's in her hands. She doesn't have to call me every day.
All right. Angelica?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to be successful.
Okay, well, I also have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my boyfriend, I don't know exactly where am I going with him or what's going to happen.
He's going to die of a snake bite.
Dump him.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably snake or spider in the next 10 to 12 days.
Okay.
What's the problem with
Lisa wrote that on a slip and slid it to me. She didn't want to say
what's
it.
What's going on in this relationship? What's the problem?
Well, I'm not sure if he has, like, very, like, serious problems or what's his problem. He just really doesn't trust me at all.
Do you trust him at all? That's really the question here.
Well, in the past, he has been cheating on me, but I never have.
In the past or in the present?
Well, I don't know about now. Is he cheating now?
Okay. Do you not know about now or do you not want to look at now?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know what to think.
Okay. What I'm getting is that he is, and that's just what I get, and you can check it out to make sure for yourself. But this is somebody that is not acting in a way that you deserve to have, so can have a choice to be with him or not.
As long as they're jealous guys, those are the guys that
are cheating.
They're cheating. He doesn't trust you because he can't trust himself.
Hey, has there ever been a lawsuit where, you know, you say, yeah, I think someone's cheating, and they go shoot the boyfriend, and then it turns out he's not cheating, and the boyfriend's family
sues you? I always say to somebody, you need to check this out. This is just what I'm seeing. And they always know. I mean, they always know. Even when I said about him cheating, do you trust him? I'll always ask, do you trust him because I'm not cheating.
Are you off the hook then? I mean, I know no one is. I've never heard of a lawsuit
right,
like this.
Right, no, I've
but,
never.
Well, you're going to a psychic. You're paying them money. You're getting information from them. And oftentimes basing your actions on that information.
But I'll never tell somebody what to do. Like, for example, if they say, what's going to happen with my husband? And I see that the husband's beating her, mm-hmm. beating the woman. And I'll say, look, I see he's beating you. I'll never say, you need to leave him. You know, and if you choose to stay with someone who beats you, these are the consequences. If you choose to leave, because I'm really careful about that, not just for lawsuit's sake, because I believe that each person is going to make their own decision based on what they feel. I could just give them what I see.
All right. I'm not sure why we need you. That's all I'm saying.
Why do we need you?
You're supposed to tell them that.
Yeah, why do we need you?
Why do we need you? Interchangeable here. I could do the show tonight.
No, but then what would happen is we'd lose listeners.
Oh, my God.
The revenues
would go
down.
You have no idea how many emails. I did Howard Stern. I got 18,000 hits to my website, okay?
Well, people are kind of weak in this. I mean, your job plays to people's sort of Achilles heel.
No, that's what I don't do.
That's what you do for a living.
People want that. People would love me to tell them, he's going to show up next week and you just have to be all dressed. And
no,
just
I don't mean the execution of your job. I mean your actual job title.
The word psychic?
Yes, it plays to people's emotional Achilles heel.
People call me up and ask me, like, are they going to be happy? Well, that's up to them. I mean,
I'm saying for a living, it's a good living. It's a smart idea.
Humans have always wanted to be able to
predict
the future. What's the stone that they looked for a billion years that would tell the future?
Oh, really? Yeah. Tell the future stone?
Basically.
Alisa?
Yeah.
Alicia, you're 17?
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break, but okay. Your problem is your boyfriend is joining the Army.
Uh-huh.
You want to know if he'll be okay?
Well, that and if, you know... If
will will you guys stay together?
Yeah. Will he cheat?
Okay.
Not will he cheat.
Yeah, but will he be okay when he joins the Army?
Yeah.
Army, yeah.
All right.
Lisa slid me a note, said friendly fire. That's all I said. Hold on a second. That's all I saw. Okay, we'll take a little break. Lisa Mateo is our guest. She's a psychic, and she's going to answer your questions. And, love questions tonight after this.
Hi, this is Psychic Kenny Kingston, and you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, see why you guys got a bad name? Kenny Kingston, sweet spirit. Lisa, that's your arch enemy, right? You guys don't like each other, right?
No, I have nothing against other psychics.
All right. Lisa Mateo is our guest tonight.
I heard one. I won't name her, but she said to somebody in an audience of 700, she told this girl that her brother would be dead in 8 months.
Ooh.
And to me, that's like what you said, self-fulfilling or whatever. I would never do that.
What about John Edwards and his thing? What do you think of that?
I've seen him live. I mean, he's good. You know, I just think that he's putting himself under a lot of scrutiny by doing, you know, show after show after show after show. Such a need to,
Who's he on? Who's John Edwards, the crossing over guy?
Yeah, but he's good.
Yeah, he's got a good rant.
God.
Yeah. Well, some of the stuff's good. Yeah, I know, but anyone who listens to the show knows I'm psychic once in a while, too. Tell people what their job is. I always know when someone works around metal.
Tell them about the baseball.
I knew when this chick's boyfriend worked at a batting cage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, everyone.
Everyone's psychic. It's not like just I'm psychic or he's psychic.
No. Everyone's psychic.
You guys are great at guessing names, too.
We're all beautiful, too. Yeah, we can guess names.
Yeah, last time it took us 600 names before we got to the right one.
Watch, I can guess signs, too. Watch.
It was 87.
Watch. Alicia?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess your sign, baby.
What?
I'm going to guess your sign.
Okay.
All right, I want you to focus.
Okay.
See, when you tell a person to focus, that way if you don't guess it, you can blame it on them.
Sure.
Okay.
Really focus. Really focus. Capricorn.
No.
Gemini.
Gemini.
No.
Taurus.
No.
Libra.
No.
Sagittarius.
No.
Cancer.
No.
Virgo.
Yes.
Virgo,
no. See? I told you.
Would you like to know what date I was born?
No, I know.
What is it?
September 18th.
Whatever for the Virgo month is. Yeah, the 18th of September.
You were really close.
The 14th, 15th, and 16th.
I was born on Friday the
13th. Wow. Yeah, I knew that. All right, so your boyfriend is going off to join the military.
Yes, he is.
And you want to know if he's going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, the thing is...
What's with you and wanting to have a baby before? There's something with you and...
Mm-mm.
Making what?
You want a baby?
Do I want a baby?
Uh-huh.
No, not right now.
When?
With him.
With him? Possibly later down the line. We've talked about marriage and all that stuff. My thing is I never pictured myself being with someone in the Army. And my thing was, I always said, I'm never going to do that. And well, with him, that's what he decided he wanted to do, and I decided I wanted to go along with that. And just today, he found out that he was being sworn in, and he's going in tomorrow to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, where's he doing his basic training?
I'm not sure yet. He's finding all that stuff out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So
you want to know from Lisa...
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. If he will be okay. He's supposed to be going into airborne infantry.
Yeah.
And I want to know if he'll be okay within time and how our relationship's going to handle that. I've talked to a couple people and that are military, but
all right.
I'd really like to see where this is going.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
Yeah. So what do you think, Lisa?
Well,
any vibes?
Yeah, I do get strong vibes, and it's... What I get is that this feels like a decision, it's not the best decision for him to do. That's all I'm going to say. It just doesn't feel like the best decision for him to go forward with.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you might freak him out.
It just doesn't. And that's,
bad vibe.
I mean, yeah.
Sure, Drew farted earlier. Was that, you sure you weren't picking up on that?
No, and all of a sudden I got a massive, something in the like left side of my, I just feel like it's not a good decision. It's not about scaring you, it's about that it feels like a decision he just like felt like a good idea rather than something, like you said, that he's been wanting to do or been involved in. It feels like kind of rash. It doesn't feel like something that he's, you know,
well,
aligned with and supposed to be doing.
Is this bad idea like he's going to get killed overseas, or is this just bad idea like the relationship's not going
to... It has nothing to do with the relationship. I'm not going to go there with him, but...
Hold on a second. Alicia?
Yeah?
Everything's going to work out. All right, baby?
No.
Well, look, what are you going to do?
He dropped out of school.
Yeah.
In October.
Right.
And he works at Pizza Hut, and his thing is, well, there's nothing left for me to do.
No, you're right. Look, the military is the job equivalent to the state of Nevada for people. It's the last stop on on the crap train.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where you end up when stuff's not working out. That's fine.
For his life, or...
No, no.
There's nothing else left to do.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, the guy dropped out of school. He's working at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
He could go do this. He'd get some insurance. He could get some education. He could get a little money and all that. So, fine. If you're going to marry him, stand behind him then.
Yeah.
I mean, literally behind him in case he's being shot at. All right, Elisa.
Okay, thank you.
All right, baby.
Bye.
You make your own future. Yeah.
I will.
All right. Don't have any kids.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Uh-oh. Oh, bad read there. Bad vibe, huh?
Are we on?
Not a good vibe.
Yeah,
we're on. It doesn't seem like we're on.
I know.
We don't seem to pay attention to the show.
Really bad. I mean, I actually felt like I wrote some stuff down, but I felt like on the verge of crying, and that's never happened, actually.
Never?
Never when I'm on the radio or anything. I mean, never, actually. Never.
Jesus Christ.
Is there a bad vibe for the military types in general, or?
No. I've done, readings for people that their kids are in the military, and that they've wanted to do that their whole life. They've trained for that. They're totally ready for it. And I feel like great. And they come home and the parent writes to me and says, everything went great. Thanks a lot. But this is like, hey, thought it would be a good idea. And then she says he just drops out of whatever. He's working at Pizza Hut. It's like a rash idea. Like nothing else to do. Let me go to the military. And it does not feel like a good idea. And, I'm not supposed to edit things. And it's not about telling people things that are bad. But, what I see, to let you know what I see, is I felt like crying and then I saw her crying and whatever that means, but it doesn't mean anything about the relationship.
Well,
so
maybe you're tapping into how much we need him at Pizza Hut.
That would be better.
Then she would have seen you crying at him.
Yeah. This guy makes a hell of a personal pan pizza, and we can't afford to lose that kind of skilled labor overseas. Robert?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
You have sexual urges?
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Lisa's got the heebie-jeebies here. She's going
to shake
herself
off.
Loose.
Yeah.
You have sexual urges, yet you have no one to have sex with.
You're fat.
True, please. Is that true?
No.
No. And have you ever had a girlfriend?
Pretty much, no, not really. No, long-term things or anything like that.
Are you a virgin?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're gay.
Yeah.
Both those were just a straight.
He's not gay. Mm-mm.
Straight out, no.
Yes, you definitely are a virgin and never had a long-term relationship or a relationship. All right, why not? What's up with you?
Part of it, I think, is a low self-esteem to a sense.
Right.
And that's pretty much what I would say is the overall cause of the...
All right.
But he's nice looking. He's got... I mean, people come to you, you just... You're like hiding out. You like actually do the opposite of going toward a relationship. You completely pull away.
Well, it's not that I pull away from the actual relationship, but the fact is that I'm the average guy. I think I'm a little above average to a point, but at the same time, I act more like a female.
All right, well, hold on there, Robert. We got to take a break there.
Okay.
You act like a female, huh?
Well, meaning as far as...
You call psychics?
No.
No, exactly. He means menstruating.
I don't believe in the psychic part too much. She's just more like a counselor. She does basically the same thing that you guys do.
Oh, geez, a lot of attitude for a virgin. Yeah. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a bitter man. Lisa Mateo, she's a psychic. She's here tonight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back, and we'll finish off with Virgin Robert when we come back. Line, fastest growing outlaw radio, North America. We got a 50,000 watt flamethrower here.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, huh?
I spoke at a junior college tonight.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
There were people there
who
spoke English.
They were bright. The vast majority go on to 4-year institutions.
Where was it? In Shanghai? Not in the United States.
Covina. Like,
really? Yeah, oh, he's wearing the San Antonio, Mount Sac. Mount Sac.
Remember Mount Sac?
Yeah. Mount Sac's at junior college?
Yeah.
Boy, it must be the Princeton of junior colleges.
Yeah.
So I always hear good things about that place.
Yeah.
All right. What's happened to your career that you're speaking at junior colleges now, Drew?
It was good. I wondered myself till I got there. It was a good thing.
You're going to be addressing preschool soon.
Sure. That's what
I'm saying. That'll be good, too.
Yeah. Whatever it takes. It was a very... You know, you can tell sort of the intelligence of the student body by how they stay with you in a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
They were bright kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good experience.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Mateo is our guest tonight. Conversations with the Spirit World is the name of her book. It's Souls Who Have Ended Their Lives Speak From Above. And from above?
I guess it's above. I don't think it's above anymore. I'll change that on my next printing.
Wait, this book's about people who've ended their lives.
Yeah. Well, it's not about that. It's about what they have to say about living now and doing what you want with your life and not putting it off.
But all the people in the book have committed suicide?
Yes.
All right. And did some of them, is there a difference between somebody who was terminally ill and committed suicide and somebody who just was depressed and couldn't hang?
Well, the difference is when I get messages, it feels like that the people who've killed themselves is a lot more of this urgency of getting through to the people and what it leaves behind than somebody who's in pain, who's in a hospital bed, who can't function and decides they want out. I mean, there's a definite difference in their energy. I don't feel like there's the same at all.
All right. What do you think about Kevorkian? You pro or con?
I don't have necessarily an opinion.
No thoughts about that?
No, not really.
He's a personal hero of mine, I'm sure. All right. This is, by the way, you can find Lisa at the Barnes & Noble on Thursday, February 21st at 7:30 in Burbank.
Adam, Lisa, during the break, Lisa was very complimentary towards you. You probably have some psychic impulses of your own.
Really?
Oh, you do.
Why?
Can I just
say that?
Because you keep saying that one. I'm going to be around the U.S. also and Barnes & Noble all around the country.
All right.
So they can check my website.
At least if you talk about him, he's going to be...
Oh, he'll be nice then?
Yeah.
Why would you say that I have a psychic ability of my own?
Because you need to deny it so much. You need to shut it down or act like you don't. You see things. I mean, you can... If you take over right now, you'll do readings with people, but don't let them tell you what they want. You just... Whatever you see, whatever you feel, whatever you hear.
All right. Here we go.
Do you have the distractibility quotient, too? Like, I'll sit here and just do this.
Oh, I've been in Barnes & Noble where the Frappuccino machine is going.
You can't
handle it. No, kids are running around. No.
I
can take that. That doesn't bother me.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Not me. Robert?
Yeah.
You're 25.
You talked to Robert. Robert's the good-looking guy that's hiding out.
Well, Lisa says he's good-looking. I question that. But, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're virgin.
Exactly.
And you have self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seems like with guys, and Drew, we never really quite get into this. Women have self-esteem issues that are sort of overt. I mean, they're put on them. they got some dad who's telling them they're fat or telling them they're no good. Guys can have these self-esteem issues just through not getting laid in high school. You know what I mean? Like, for guys, if you don't get out of the gate too good, you could be in a world of hurt into your 20s as far as the ladies go.
Right. That's interesting.
Right, whereas a woman, she could have self-esteem issues, she could have a little trouble getting out of the gate, mm-hmm. but there's always going to be a slew of guys wanting to get in her panties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a guy, if you screw yourself up between the age of like 15 and 18 or 19 with women, you're screwed for a while. It takes a while to recover from that. And Robert, is that what happened to you?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, basically,
so you're not really a virgin, though, are you?
Well, I've had oral sex done on me once, but
nice.
That's as far as it's gone.
And you're not a religious guy?
No, not particularly.
And what do you do for a living?
Nothing right now.
Why not?
I just graduated, so I've been, you know, sort of looking for work, and I'm at the position where I'm not so sure as to where I'm going.
Well, what did you study in college?
Business administration.
All right. Hey, you know, the other thing about guys, too, is it's so connected to their place in society,
yeah,
and their life and their job. And it's tough when you're out of work and you're virgin. You can't, there's nothing to build on there.
And you got no money, no income.
Right.
Yeah, so just keep working. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Well, the best way to do it for a guy is just to focus on
career,
working out, all that junk. All the stuff that just kind of makes you a more attractive package. And then people will come to you.
Yeah.
It takes care of itself.
That's no problem.
And even if you don't get laid, you have a good job.
Well, that's my question, though, is like throughout the whole day, I'm just wondering, is there like medication? Well, because basically, I mean, I am sexually aroused almost all the time throughout the whole day.
And you want medication to suppress that?
I don't know. Is there like, you know, something that I can maybe, I mean, it doesn't make a difference what I do. I mean, I submerge right now. I'm in the process of trying to get a business going and everything like that. And I submerge myself into that, like, you know, 12-hour days and things like that up at late at night doing my work. But it doesn't make a difference what I'm doing. It's still always on my mind.
Maybe this is what he needs to do.
Don't you,
We're sharing notes, sorry.
I know. How long have you been on the radio?
Divulge what she wrote down.
What did you write down? Lisa
about
wrote something
him,
down.
Well, what I got a flash is my friend Charlie, and what he used to do is call those women from the, like, the magazines or whatever, like the... They say they're going to give you a massage, but they really don't.
Oh, it's a blow off a little steam. Well, happy ending at the massage place. Well, he doesn't have any money.
Yeah, nah, trust me, I don't do that. Yeah.
Robert, you have any friends?
Yeah.
Are they nerds, too, or are they okay guys?
Well, nah, you know, it's like it's in groups, you know. I got various other friends, and, yeah, it's... I know, it's just like I got, you know, some people where I hang out where, you know, they got their girlfriends and stuff like that, and we're just all good friends.
All right.
And
what?
I've got other people where, you know, I go out with and stuff like that. We go out and party with. But, you know, they're not within the same arena. You know, some of them got a girlfriend here and there, but it doesn't seem as if they do because they're still away at college and things like that.
All right, Rob, this means nothing, whatever you're telling me. This is no help at all. Robert, get a job. That's it. Forget about your home business for a while. Get yourself a good gig. You need to get in a workplace where there's people and there's something going on around you.
Maybe do something physical. He sounds angry, too. Just a little something
how
physical.
How many times a day are you beating off, Robert?
About 3 times average.
I like to see that about 5. You're just sitting home in a pool of your own mess doing nothing all night.
Are you compulsively involved with internet porn, that kind of thing?
Excuse me?
Are you real involved with internet porn and that kind of stuff?
No, not really, no.
Okay.
On occasion here and there, but nothing, you know, now.
Yeah.
Every night. Robert, are you getting some exercise?
Yeah, pretty much. I try to work out every single day, but lately it's just been a little low.
All right. Look, I can't help everyone. Just everyone. Listen to classical music and go on long walks. And use your friends. Get some friends. Man, when you're a 25-year-old guy... And things aren't working out for you. You need some friends.
Absolutely.
That's going to help. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
You have a question for Lisa?
Yeah. I was wondering if I'm the baby's dad of my girlfriend.
Okay, I love these ones. I'll just tell you what I get, okay? So you have to check it out. You're going to check it out, yes?
I am.
Okay. Because this is really important here. I'm getting that there was a lapse of time of not being with her. I'm getting that you're not. I mean, the first answer I got was no. And, again, you need to check that out. But I'm getting that there was a block of time where you know about her being with someone else, and I'm getting that it's not yours.
That it's not mine?
That's what I received. That's what I'm getting. You'll have to check it out to find out for sure as far as, like, DNA and all that stuff.
What's the situation, Jason?
Well, the time that we found out, she was hanging out at some drug dealing houses and stuff like that, a bunch of druggies and stuff like that.
Oh, there you go.
Were you guys broken up?
No, we were still together. She just went with her friends all the time, and she always wanted to go to their house instead of going with me.
All right. So Lisa was wrong about that one.
I didn't say they're broken up. I said when you're not with her.
You said a block of time when they weren't together. That's not an evening where she's doing coke with some
guys.
There's
a block of time. They're not together. She doesn't do anything. He's waiting around. She is not with him.
No.
And he knows that she's with other...
Just say you missed that one.
Stop. You know what? This is a serious thing.
I know, but this is serious.
I'm not kidding. This is a serious thing.
Block of time.
A block of time. She was not with him. He knows that she was with other people. There's talk about that.
Right.
I mean, there is, so...
Well, block of time. It's not 2 hours in the evening.
I didn't say they're broken up. If they're broken up, I would have said that.
That's what you thought.
That's what you implied.
I know of one time of earlier this year that she's been with another guy, but that's all I know of.
How big a block of time was that? 15, 20 minutes?
It's not about... No.
You thought they were broken up.
I did not. I would have said that. Yes, you did.
You said block of time, please.
That's right. And broken up is different.
No, it is
and
not.
I said that during that block of time, she was with somebody else.
Block of time is not an evening. Drew, you're spending a block of time away from your wife tonight. Does that mean
it's
you
not
guys,
an evening.
Is it a block
she
of
didn't
time?
Disappear for just an evening.
The
Ask
pool
him.
Man can be on top of your wife
Ask
right
him.
Now. Is it a block of time where you
Ask
guys are
him.
Apart?
It is
hey,
not just
you're
one
a
night.
Prick. Jesus.
It's not just one night. Ask
all right,
him.
All right. Jason?
Yeah?
Was there an amount of time where you guys were apart?
The time we were amount, the first time when she cheated on me, we were apart.
How long were you apart?
Probably about a month.
All right. Well, there's your block of time, right?
It's not my block of time. It's the block of time I saw that you tended to have a whole feeling about.
Did she, you think she got pregnant in that block of time?
No.
I didn't say she got pregnant at that block of time. I said there's a block of time where he knows about that she's been with other people, and I said that the baby's not his.
Yeah, but you were implying that she got pregnant during that time.
I wasn't implying anything.
It's exactly what you're implying.
I'm so looking for
Please.
It's Valentine's Day. That's about love. Be loving, okay?
What? All right. What?
Thank you.
She kind of got pregnant during that block of time, but while we were together, so you still think it's not mine?
Wait a minute. Wait, she didn't get pregnant during that block of time?
No, she didn't.
All right. All right, so...
But she's continued to go out with these other people.
Hey, Jason?
Yeah?
Listen, whether this is your kid or not, I mean, it doesn't sound like this is a match made in heaven here. She's hanging out at the drug addict's house. She's cheating on you. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Okay, well, do you think maybe you could do better than this?
Please.
Probably.
All right.
I think you'd be doing better if you just beat off for the rest of your life. It'd be one big step up for you.
Does Lisa see us together in the long run?
For a block.
You want to answer that?
No.
None of us do.
Right.
Listen, I'll hit her with a chair if she says you guys are going to be together.
And I'll hit you back.
That's right.
All right, Jason.
Jason, what the hell's wrong with you? What, are you retarded? What's wrong with you?
You're so loving.
Well, what's wrong with you?
He'll tell you what's wrong with him if you ask him what's wrong with him. Nothing's wrong with him. He's just making choices that don't serve
Nothing's wrong with him.
No.
He's making bad choices.
That's right. He's making bad choices and lead him in a good direction. Give him a good future. Stop insulting him.
Stop it, you retard.
He's talking to himself. Just ignore him.
Well, it's enough already. Why are you staying with this person?
But he doesn't have to insult him to do that.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's enough, okay? You're better than that.
There you
Marginally.
Go. That's better.
All right?
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's interesting. The psychic attracts a certain quality of retard that's even beneath our usual caller.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't mean... I mean
Thank you, Drew. Subtard.
What are you talking about?
But, I mean, the more desperate, the less
totally.
willing to look at things realistically.
Tonight I was
detached.
Like, is this usual? Cause,
no, well, it's faintly familiar to what we usually do, but it's even more sort of... clueless.
Well,
and, and you know, we got to give them fantasy answers because that's what they're looking for.
But let me tell you, Lisa, why I'm abusive. Why I'm abusive to our callers, because I believe that you should treat people as if they're not mentally impaired.
As if they're not, right.
As if they're not mentally impaired.
Absolutely.
And when people do things that are really idiotic and really stupid, if you're talking to a person who's not mentally impaired, you will start with idiot or retard. I mean, if one of my smart friends does something that's incredibly stupid over and over again, I'm going to say, hey, retard, what are you doing? What is this? Now, otherwise, it becomes condescending. Do you understand? It's like you know they're retarded, so you're going to speak down to them. I choose to talk to people like they're intelligent, even though I know they're tards. See what I mean?
So hold them to a higher standard, what you're saying.
An average standard, not a higher standard.
The higher than
this,
really
this guy,
there.
Jason, his girlfriend is sleeping around. She's hanging out in crack houses. He's 20 years old. Hey, are you an idiot? Break up with this person.
Right.
And I'm trying to treat him as if he was not an idiot.
Right.
By asking him if he is an idiot. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's what I'm saying. Jacqueline?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was calling because my boyfriend had gone away to the Army for 6.5 months. He went to Virginia, and I wanted to know if he had cheated on me and if we were going to make it.
You're fat.
Drew, please.
No, I'm not, actually. I'm not.
Well, Drew.
No, he didn't cheat on you. I'm getting that he didn't, so. And that's just so refreshing to hear, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the weekend is still young.
No, actually, he's with me right now.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. You get him back.
Oh, you had to. You're calling and asking if he cheated while he's there now.
Oh, yeah. Pin him up, baby, so he can't get away.
That's right, but he didn't, so he can have a good loving night with you tonight.
That's great.
Yeah, and a miserable, miserable life. Miserable.
Do you think we'll make it?
Yes, but don't have any kids, right? Or I'm going to kill myself.
Okay.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Good. You using any protection?
Yeah, we're cool.
What are you doing?
I'm on the pill.
Good girl.
Mm-hmm.
Good girl. All right.
Well, Lisa, are we going to make it?
Yes, you're going to make it. And you already know that. Yes, you are. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Good times. Oh, women are so diabolical with this stuff. And here's the beauty. If you said, you know, if she said, did my husband cheat when he was in Biloxi during basic training? He said, I don't know, I got a weird little vibe. That would have been it. He would have got his ass kicked all around the
it's true.
Which, I didn't even know he was there. Apartment. I wasn't tuning into whether or not he was there. I just saw that he didn't, so that was a good thing.
Oh, she would have just freaked. Drew, are you picturing that?
Oh, kicked. It would have booted. 3 feet up his colon.
Drew, if somebody told your wife, if a psychic told your wife that you'd beat off and thought about another woman, she'd kick your ass, right?
Oh, yeah, I have to put you on the phone with her.
Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially on Valentine's Day. It was ridiculous. It's painful for somebody.
Mark?
Yes.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, I just made a comparison. I was thinking that if this show was Gilligan's Island, since you're a millionaire, you'd be Thurston Howell III.
That's right.
Drew would be the professor.
Yeah.
And I believe Lisa would probably be Mary Ann.
Yeah.
Now, since I consider all psychics the equivalent of Miss Cleo, I'd like to ask Lisa what the greatest tragedy in her personal life has been.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest tragedy she experienced, how come being a psychic, she wasn't able to avoid it or avert it?
Oh, well.
The greatest tragedy, I would say.
Probably this phone call, right?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, hold on a second. Now, listen, I bust Lisa's chops, not the caller.
Oh, thank
all
you.
All right?
You don't want someone taking your
I don't want her to start crying.
Adam, usually you're the 426 Hemi of radio. Don't turn into the Pinto of radio on me.
Thank you. The 426 Hemi, yeah.
Best Miller ever made, pal.
Yeah, all right there, buddy.
You guys are always capping on Miss Cleo, so why is a psychic on your
show? So you're telling me that my parents' divorce, I'm going to stop that? Is that what you're telling me?
No. Listen. Now, look, I put Mark on.
Like, if you got in a car accident, why you didn't foresee it?
Oh, I never got in a car. I don't have any. Nothing's ever happened. I never been in a car accident. Never broke anything.
Let me explain why Elisa's on the show. It's Valentine's Day. We're doing a show that we provide some entertainment as well as some information. Some shows, more information. Some shows, more entertainment. And Lisa is, I don't particularly believe in psychics, as you know. I don't have to, I know, but you get angry when I don't. But
no, I get angry when you say, there's no block of time, and then the guy says, yes, there's a block of time, and you don't even say you're sorry.
Well, no, let me explain what happened. let me just,
and, you should be a lawyer.
This is a big mistake for you to have me deconstruct this call, but... The guy calls in, the hillbilly guy calls in and says that his girlfriend is pregnant with someone else's baby, perhaps. We want to know whose baby this is.
When you get his number, you'll find out.
You say there was a block of time when you two weren't together, which is you playing the odds. This chick's pregnant must have been when she was with another guy during a block of time. So it's smart. I mean, it's playing the odds. Look, when I was on, you were on the show last time, you said, I told you I named my cat Norman, and you want to know who I named my cat Norman after. You're playing the odds. Playing the odds. Yeah, I understand. That's how it works. But she didn't get pregnant.
But can I just ask you something?
She didn't get pregnant.
Do your homework. Just do your homework, okay?
She did not get pregnant during that block of time. That's why you're wrong.
Do your homework. I've done 75 radio shows. I sent you the tape of them. They're not edited. Come see me live. Do your homework,
no,
all right?
No,
because
no.
You know what? If you're looking for what's wrong, you're going to find it.
Right.
You start this whole evening from this doesn't exist, and all you do the whole evening is look for proof that this doesn't exist.
Right.
And that's what you're going to find.
No,
so
I don't
expect anything different. I just expect you to give your callers not your opinion, but if they want questions answered, I do a great job at answering them.
Right.
So that's it. I mean, you get what you look for. Your whole evening is based on keeping your belief intact that this doesn't exist. So you're not going to, anything that even remotely would show it does exist, you'll find a way to talk it out because that would give up your belief system.
No, I let you slide on a few.
You have to let me slide. Your belief system is built on this does not exist, and you will be right.
Well,
you'd rather be right than open your mind to the possibility of something more at this point with me.
Well, you know, I gotta have something to build it on, though.
There's things to build it on. So you're telling me that the person who feels that they're worthless doesn't look for references about how they're worthless, so they'll stay with somebody who treats them like crap in order to keep their references that I'm no good. People look for...
I'm confused now.
You understand.
She's saying that the people who stay with people that treat them like crap do so to confirm their own self.
Yeah, their belief.
Self-concept.
I don't deserve something good. See,
I'll buy
this
that.
Person doesn't treat me good.
Right.
You don't believe in psychics, so you'll look for every point that shows, oh, see, Lisa's not a psychic. Oh, you don't ever look for... Oh, wow, yeah, how did she know that? You don't even open your mind to that, so...
No, I'm open to it.
You're absolutely not open to it.
I let you go on a few, like my ankle thing. That was nonsense. You're all off on the ankle thing. I didn't say anything.
What are you talking about? You haven't even gone to the doctor. What are you talking about?
No, about me being concerned about the ankle.
That's
a repeated thing and that kind of stuff. It's untrue.
What are you talking about?
But I didn't say anything at the time.
Can I ask you something?
Now you're forcing me to say.
This is your whole thing.
What?
This whole act that you do, I said all day today, I mean, you can ask my husband, I said, I mean, even my diary tonight that's already on my website talks about how you're going to be tonight. I mean, the whole thing talks about how you're going to be tonight.
You've
and
done
in big
the
letters
show
it
before.
Says, don't go. Yeah, but I've done shows with people that were like a jerk the first time and then really nice the second time. I've done shows with people that...
You were wrong a lot the first time.
Yeah, then why would I... I'll fax you all the letters. I got over 60 letters.
Well, from nut job fans who believe in this nonsense.
Well, the nut job fans keep you having a radio show. So you want to keep insulting your fans? That's your paycheck, not mine.
All right. Well, I do it. It's fine.
Okay, so do it.
Let's take a break, shall we?
Yeah, let's take a break. All right.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Drew. Happy Valentine's Day. Lisa Mateo is here. She has herself a website. Is it...
www.channelingspirits.com, or they can call 310-820-0711.
She can also be found at the Barnes & Noble bookstore, which is on the San Fernando Boulevard in Burbank, California, on February 21st at 7:30. She'll be signing her book and doing readings. Is that true?
Yeah, I'll be doing readings, and I'll be doing them all over the country, April and May, going to Alabama, Georgia, New York, and Florida, and Boston, all over.
All right. And now, did you find that after a time nationally, like when there's some tragedy, like 9/11, that there's a more demand for this sort of thing? People feel a little more off balance or something?
No, I didn't see. I mean, I got the same amount of, like, readings that I usually do. I mean, there were a couple of people that, you know, somebody did die on the flight or at the World Trade Center. But I think people, yeah, they want to know more, but I didn't see any, like, major difference, actually.
And what is your is it mostly women?
Yeah, it's mostly women. I mean, I do get men, but it's definitely more women.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, well, they're not
at my events, though, there's more men.
Not as smart as guys.
Yeah, right.
But, I wonder, but, you know, it's funny, as far as religion goes, I wonder if there's more guys. Like, you think there's more born-again guys?
Yeah.
So
they spend more time in jail.
Right. Then actually they F up more, they kill more people, so they need to be forgiven.
Yeah.
Whereas women don't need to be forgiven quite as much as guys do, so they don't need to find born again. But I think when guys spin off and go south, they go born again and the women go psychic. All right. Look, whatever gets you through. Alex?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just have a question for Lisa. I just want to know if I was ever going to have a relationship with this girl I'm going out with tomorrow.
You want to know if you're going to have a relationship with the girl that you're going out with tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
First date?
What do you mean by relationship?
Well, just pretty much like a romantic relationship.
Are you going to have sex with her tomorrow? Is that what you're asking?
Oh, no, not at all.
No, okay.
It's basically our second date, so.
You've been into her for a while, though?
Yeah, we've actually been knowing each other for more than a year.
You're fat. Not a good sign.
Everybody's fat.
The vibe, and Lisa, you answer, but the vibe I got is this guy's been into this girl for a while,
yeah,
and she's not been into him. Maybe she had another relationship or something. He finally got her out on a date, and now wants to hang on with both hands.
No, I see that you're gonna have a relationship with her. I don't see it as that, but
you don't see it as what?
Meaning that he's finally got her, like, but and he wants her more than she wants him. Is that what you're saying? That's not what I'm saying.
Well, where was she a year ago when you were into her, Alex?
Well, basically we met at school like about more like a year ago and stuff, and I've just kind of seen her like passing by in school until I actually got in a class with her, and until then I just realized that she's never been in a romantic relationship like for a long time. And she said that she's only been in a relationship like once. So
you've been into her for a while, but she hasn't really known you. And then you got in a class together, and then you asked her out, or you became friends with her first?
Yeah, I became friends with her first, like, you know, highs here and there and stuff. And then suddenly, you know, we just started like hanging out.
All right. How'd the first date go?
It went pretty well. Just went to the movies and stuff.
No kissing though, right?
No, not at all.
How long ago was the first date?
Yeah, see, he's still...
Yeah, actually, it was like about 2 weeks ago on a Friday. And she kind of felt uneasy when I actually, like, you know, held her hand when I tried to keep her balanced and stuff like that.
Hey, Lisa? Yeah. You want to mend your...
No, it's not about mending it. I mean, he asked if there's
going
to be...
No, I'll mend. I mean, you want to change it? You want to alter your prediction?
No, I don't do that.
This one ain't going to work.
Okay, so we'll see. So can you call back so we can actually track this one?
You don't want this.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you, this one ain't going to work. She ain't into this guy.
He's suggesting that the reason she's so awkward is that she's never had a relationship, doesn't date, all this stuff. It's possible. It's possible. I got a bad vibe, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Hey, Alex?
Yeah?
All right, so where are you going tomorrow night?
Actually, at... I can't really say because it's like not a lot of people like go there, but
okay. Well, I mean, you can just say is it a restaurant to a movie?
Yeah, it's a restaurant, and at the same time, like you can watch like stuff there too, like shows and stuff.
I'll
casual follower. They call
it. I'm gonna. It's even money that tomorrow's date doesn't go down.
Yeah,
that may not even happen.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Is this carved in stone, Alex?
Yeah, it is.
You're gonna pick her up at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Don't answer the phone tomorrow. Don't unplug the phone. Rip it out of the wall.
Okay.
All right. And then listen, you better get a kiss tomorrow night.
I hope so.
Or it's more friendship stuff, and it just gets weirder.
Yeah. Tomorrow night's the break it, the make or break night.
Call us back and let us know what's happening. All right.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I don't see good things in the future for those two. Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
You're 21.
Yeah, I wanted to ask the psychic about. I haven't seen my dad since I was a lot younger, about 11 years old. I wanted to know if there was any kind of hope that if I'm ever going to be able to see him again or what the deal is with that.
Okay, the first thing I'm getting is that what you were told about him isn't true. So it feels like that, and that you've uncovered things that you were told that are now you're finding out that they're not true. Okay, about why it feels like you were told lies. That's what I'm getting.
Well, he was told heroin, and it turned out to be speed that he was hooked on.
No. It feels like that the story you were told is not true. And there, yes, you are going to see. I am seeing that you're going to see him. Okay, but it feels like that there was more of a keeping away, almost like a protecting you, rather than just letting him in your life. It feels like that he was made to look like the bad guy, but I'm not seeing that he is.
Right, and at the same time, his mother, my grandma, also I haven't seen her since that same time, and I'm uncovering some things about that as well. Like my mom said now, before she didn't tell me that she was an alcoholic, and she had a hard time facing me about these things, and I was wondering if there's a chance about that either.
Yeah, with her, I'm not feeling like she's, like, living.
She's with Chandra leaving.
Yeah, it feels like that she's...
You've been worried about that, too.
I don't feel like she is.
Well, hey, Justin?
Mm-hmm.
So what was the situation?
Well, my stepdad that my mom lives with, that my mom is married to now, has been around since I was about 5 years old, and... I had seen my dad. I had gone to see my grandmother a lot when I was little, and I had been seeing him until I was about him and her until I was about 11, and that's the last time when all of a sudden, no grandma. I called their house, and it was like they were telling me it was a wrong number.
Who's they? The people who picked up
the people who answered the phone.
Well, who picked up the phone? You know?
No, it was like a strange voice.
And what did your mom say about all this?
At the time, it's been a long time, and like I was 11 years old, and I'm 21 now, so.
What did she say?
At the time, she kind of said, she kind of didn't say much of anything, actually, to be perfectly honest.
What's she been saying lately?
We haven't talked about it a whole lot.
Justin.
Yeah.
You're going to see your grandma and your biological dad.
All of a sudden.
Very consistently until age 11. And one day, you call up, and somebody answers the phone, says it's the wrong number. And it's been 10 years, and you've not spoken to your mom about
this.
You
don't ask him questions?
No idea where the guy is or what happened?
I mean, I was really upset at the time back then, and I hadn't felt like... I kind of buried the issue in myself, you know what I mean? And just now, recently, I've been talking to her about how I would face him if I ever did see him and things like that. That's when the whole alcoholism... from my grandmother came out, since she barely came clean with that.
Yeah, I'm feeling like that, and what I said before was that you were being protected, so I do feel like your mom knows a lot more, and it's up to you to ask.
Does she have, does your mom, would you know where to find him?
Not according to her.
But she knows what happened then, so you can trace it back to then. She does know exactly
what
happened then.
Talk to her. Be much more open with her.
Mm-hmm.
Much more direct.
Hey, you really need to find this guy?
It's like you don't want to know, Justin. If you don't want to know, you're not going to find out.
Uh-huh.
The guy skipped out, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah, at the time, he was...
involved in bad stuff.
They had a kid, but she had a kid. And
who had a kid?
His mom.
I'm sorry?
Your mom?
Yes.
Your mom had a kid?
No.
No,
he did.
The dad.
The woman that my dad was seeing back then.
Oh. Good. I hope the kid killed him. This is horrible.
No, he was involved in bad stuff. And he
I know. Well, what do these guys having other kids for, though, for Christ's sake? You already got one. You're breaking the kid's heart. Hey, Justin?
Yeah?
Listen, buddy, I know you're depressed, and I know you blame all this on this situation, and then it's going to become like some kind of goddamn holy grail for you, and it's going to make everything better. And let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm psychic. You're going to spend a bunch of money and a bunch of time. You're going to find the guy. He's going to be living out in Oxnard in some trailer park. It's going to be weird, uncomfortable. He's not going to have any good reasons why he fled. And it's going to be very unsatisfying, and you're going to be even more depressed. Screw it.
Well, I'm not so much depressed as I think about it every once in a while, you know.
It sounds like more than that.
He just wants to know the truth.
The truth is the guy skipped out. I mean, what do you think? He's abducted by criminals?
And it may be simple enough to find out.
The most unsettling part about it is my grandmother and I were very close. And I don't understand that portion of it at all.
Well, we can't help you understand that, but your mom can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are the chances grandma and dad were both just kept away because mom gave him a talking to?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So what do you think it is?
I think grandma's an alcoholic.
Right.
I don't think they were kept away. I think that mom didn't tell him to, as far as protection, but she does know.
She may know more than nothing.
Yeah.
But that was 10 years ago. God
right.
knows a guy could have
right.
moved 1,000 times. Here's the deal. Grandma's this alcoholic and mom to this idiot, so she's a piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
This guy gets himself another woman and has another kid. The old lady, the new old lady, she's not hip about him hanging out at grandma's house and visiting the old biological mm-hmm. kid. And she says, let's go to Florida and get started fresh. Anytime this guy brings up his old family, the new old lady gets pissed off about it, mm-hmm. and they just screwed it. Grandma died 4 years ago, and that was it. Hey, you want to start somewhere? Start in Florida. All the jackasses and troublemakers go to Florida.
The ones that...
Don't go to Vegas,
right.
go to Florida.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Vegas and Florida. This becomes the United States liver.
Is this
the liver of this country. All the garbage gets, all the toxins and everything, it all ends up in Florida or
Florida,
Nevada.
The overflow from Vegas, or is it first stop before Vegas?
It's tough. I think
just the alternative to Vegas.
Every fugitive, every criminal, every screwball just flips a coin at a certain point in life and says, what's it going to be, Florida or Vegas? And that's where they end
up.
But
don't they just decide waffles, yes or no?
Yeah. You want waffles, you go to Florida.
Yeah.
You want shrimp cocktail and 99-cent Heinekens and jumbo dogs, you head to Vegas. Right. It has become, I was saying to Lisa and Drew off the air that basically Vegas is the wrecking yard of human beings. This is where when you're all done and you wrap yourself around a telephone pole because someone is driving you drunk, you get dragged to Vegas, and that's where you ride it out. People come over there and part you out. Calm down, Drew. Kyla?
Hello, hiya.
You're 42?
Yeah.
You want to know if your boyfriend dumped you 2 years?
Why?
Why was it a question?
You're fat.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I am fat.
Well, finally.
I wasn't fat then, so.
Yeah, but he knew you were going to be fat. He was psychic.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's what I'd like
Hold
to
on.
Do. Let's get some guys talking
after
to psychics. I'm thinking about marrying this bag. Is she going to get fat? Sorry, honey. That's what I want. We got to use psychics against women. We need male psychics to combat female psychics who collude with females.
I see.
Hi, this is psychic Kenny Kingston.
No, I said male. Male. We're going to take a little break. Lisa Mateo, psychic, is here, and we'll find out why Kyla's girlfriend left, or boyfriend left after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew over there. Lisa Mateo is our guest. Lisa is the author of a book, Conversations with the Spirit World. She will be signing them at the Barnes & Noble and doing readings, by the way, in Burbank on Thursday. Week from today on the 21st at 7:30. And I'm guessing there's only one Barnes & Noble in Burbank there. I don't think that's a big reading city.
The media center,
there.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's on San Fernando Boulevard over there in Burbank. So you can check her out a week from today on Thursday. Also, you can go to www.channelingspirits.com, channelingspirits.com, and find out where Lisa's going to be. Kayla?
Hey.
All right, so you're 42.
Yes.
You want to know...
You're a lesbian.
Ooh.
No.
No, she's not.
Want to know why your boyfriend 2 years ago broke up with you?
It was a four-year relationship, and after kind of hemming and hawing all summer long, he busted up with me, and he never said why, really. He gave me the, I'm not in love with you, which I know just, that's just got to be a lie.
Why? His feelings changed.
You really think so?
Well, that happens to everybody. Why? That's why relationships end.
Mm-hmm.
If that didn't happen, relationships would never end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is your hypothesis? I mean, why would he break up if he was still in love?
I don't know.
Kyla, you've got to sort of connect with reality. People love and then not love. That is a real human thing. They don't always stay in love. They don't stay in love forever necessarily. Some people are lucky enough to have still passion relationship or stay committed. But he was in, and then he's out.
And so
it happens throughout the life cycle.
Right. Now the real question is, what are you going to do to move on from this? Because knowing why is not going to change what happened.
Well, she knows why. His feelings
right.
changed.
But it's not going to change where you're at right now.
Oh, yeah, what if Lisa said he met somebody else? Either way, it's been a couple of years.
That would be a different answer, wouldn't it?
What? His feelings changed.
Not really. I mean, listen, there's a million different answers, but if it's the same problem, if it's the same result, then it's academic. You're
yeah,
clinging.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, if you were madly in love, you wouldn't have picked another relationship.
What you're doing is you're clinging to something that you should not cling to because it's important for you to move on in your life.
Oh, I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job of that. But
you are?
Sure. But every now, you know, I'm...
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
But you know, every now and then you have the odd dream and you just
right.
think, ah, that's...
Well, what are you doing? You're living in Valley Village.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom lives there.
That's a nice neighborhood.
Yeah. It was the one part of North Hollywood that didn't go to hell, so they had to change the name to Valley Village.
Well, they reverted. It was previously Valley Village, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, there's an old post office that says Valley Village on it that was clearly built in the 40s or 30s.
Yeah, they really should just call themselves, we're not North Hollywood.
Yes.
don't get us wrong, we're no Studio City, but we're not with those idiots in North Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right, I'm psychic. I'm going to guess where you live.
Not North Hollywood, not Toluca Lake.
I say you live somewhere off of Colfax Street.
Not far from there.
Yeah, I mean, Colfax, maybe the Riverside area?
Oh, no, you missed it.
Moore Park?
You were so close, too.
Was it Moore Park?
No, no.
Magnolia?
Yeah.
Jesus, you're in North Hollywood, sister. Who are you kidding?
No, it's there's signs all the way around the neighborhood.
Yeah, they put those there to make you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're around North Hollywood High?
No, when you're down in Moore Park, you're in Studio City.
Yeah. You're getting there. Yeah, that's
you're
like...
You're there.
Well, it depends what side of it you're on, smartass. If you're on the Riverside side of it, you're not.
I think if you're south of Burbank, you're still in Valley Village.
Who cares?
Well, these are fascinating stories.
Are you over there by North Hollywood High?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you got to get out of there.
Oh,
that's horrible.
It's not bad.
Okay, you dating?
No.
What's up with that?
I don't know how to date.
Why?
I don't know how people even do that anymore.
Why not?
No, I don't think I've ever been very good at it.
Okay.
She's a relationship woman.
Are you working?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You have any kids?
No.
Never had any kids, huh?
Yeah, I'll make you happy.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind you having a kid or two.
Why aren't you dating?
I don't really see anybody that I want to date. And vice versa.
Yeah, she meets somebody and gets relationship. Like me, I never dated. I just met somebody and always had a relationship.
Well, there are people who always have a relationship. I'm not one of those.
But you didn't date before you get into a relationship as far as going out with a lot of different people. You're more into the long term than just one night.
Gaps, too.
I had a vision. I have you meeting someone down at the Shakey's on Laurel Canyon there between Chandler and Magnolia.
No.
I would like, that should be your new hangout. That's where you will meet your dream man. At Shakey's, it's a good time. And look, even if you don't meet a guy, you have some Mojo potatoes and enjoy that player piano. It's a good time there.
What's with those Shakey's? No. They're done up like King Arthur's castle.
You never been to Shakey's?
Yeah, right. But your notes are done up in sort of old English. It's like ye old Shakey's.
Yeah, yeah. Like no, it's a pizza parlor and ye old public house.
Yes. What's cool. That?
I thought that meant bathroom when I was a kid. Eric?
Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. 19. What's up?
Who is this?
Okay.
Oh,
you blew it. Let's see. Let's talk to Connie, who's 20. Connie?
Hi.
You want to know if you're ever going to find the love of your
life? Yes, of course you're going to find the love of your life. That doesn't take a psychic. It's about you being open to finding the love of your life. You're not going to find them right now. You're not going to get married until you're 26.
For reals?
For real.
26.
For reals.
Yeah, for reals.
You'll be pregnant in the next 3 months.
No,
you're not
going to
be married until you're 26.
Won't. Absolutely not. You absolutely won't be pregnant in the next 3 months. But, you know, when people ask me things, will I ever be happy? Will I find the love of my life? That's up to you.
Yeah.
You have to be open to it, and you're going to find love, you know. As long as you don't date jerks, you'll find love.
Oh, gee, that's too late.
No, that's right. As long as you don't date jerks, you'll find love.
You single right now?
Yes, I'm single.
All right. I just got over a rocky relationship.
You could say that.
Guy cheated on you?
Well... I really don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time, and I kind of get sad when I get reminded what he did to me, but...
What'd he do to you?
He used me.
How'd he use you?
Well, he tried, I guess, to forget his ex-girlfriend, and...
By having sex with you?
Yeah.
Then he went back with his ex?
I have no idea, and I would like to know, you know?
Right.
He wasn't trying to forget his ex-girlfriend. He was just trying to have sex with you.
Yeah,
you need to definitely wait much longer before you have sex with these people.
All right there, Connie.
Too fast.
Huh?
Slow it down. Yeah, you'll find Prince Charming.
Don't get so physically involved so quickly.
Well, I try not to, but...
Well, don't.
Try not to, don't.
Don't.
You know, do or don't.
What's going on, baby? Junior college?
Yeah.
Shocking. Shocking. Oh, psychic. Psychic. Shocking. I always know junior college when I hear it. All right, baby, you stay in that junior college. Minimum of 11 years, though. By then, you should have completed an entire semester, and it'll be time to move on to a nursing career. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Everybody, that's the show. Drew picking our psychic's brain to find out when the next terrorist attack's going to hit.
I've got to plan my travel schedule.
That's what I love about Drew. He's a man of science, but a wuss at heart, everyone. Conversations with the Spirit World is the name of Lisa Mateo's book. Also, you can go to www.channelingspirits.com and find out more about upcoming events. Thursday, Barnes & Noble in Burbank, 7:30. 21st book signing. Thanks for coming back on, Lisa.
Yes.
We're
thank you.
Plumb out of time, and you'll be back next year.
Every year I'll come just to see you.
I'm psychic. Yeah. I want to thank Damien for doing a great job on the phones all week. Tara, don't call me Tar, for doing a very nice job on the phones as well. I want to thank Lauren for doing a nice job filling in for producer Ann in the producer role, and producer Ann for filling in for herself. Which
you said is vastly overrated.
Yeah, is producer Ann, does she fill in for herself when she's in here, or is that just her doing her job? She's doing her job, that's right. And I want to thank engineer Anderson for doing a wonderful job all week and all year for that matter. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
My boyfriend, I don't know exactly where am I going with him or what's going to happen.
He's going to die of a snake bite.
Thump him.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.